Thanks for tuning into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. We always appreciate it when you share those on social media. You can find our full archive of shows over at AmericaOutLoud.news. Excited for the show tonight. Rob and I just having a great conversation pre-show, as always, getting ready for tonight's show. Certainly a lot of ground to cover in a short time span, so we're going to go ahead and get to it. President Trump, of course, his legal troubles continue, as we've seen time and time again. He's lost his legal bid to delay the hush money trial pending gag order appeal. A New York State appeals judge on last Tuesday, denied President Trump's bid to delay his April 15th trial on criminal charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star, while the former president appeals to a gag order in the case. Associate Justice Cynthia Kern issued the order following a Tuesday morning hearing at a mid-level appeals court. A full panel of appeals court will later consider Trump's underlying challenge to the gag order. This is from the New York Post. But yes, once again, President Trump having his legal woes. He's got these cases going all over. They're popping up. E. Jean Carroll, Stormy Daniels. Then we know the ones that the Democrats have cooked up. The Department of Justice, Fannie Willis, Letitia James in New York. You could just go on and on and on. Everybody's gunning for President Trump before the election. So far, he has been able to wipe his hands clean, but President Trump's made some interesting statements. He pretty much broke his gag order recently and said he's willing to go to prison to speak out. He'll be the new Nelson Mandela, I believe is what he said. This is getting really interesting, Rob, as these cases get closer and closer to an end, some of them. And Trump is going to have to face more and more consequences. We just saw him have to pay that huge down payment in New York. Obviously, it wasn't as big as Letitia James wanted. But nonetheless, nobody likes paying out $100 million and plus. So, Rob, what are your thoughts on this latest with the delay in the case?
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And we've been talking about this for quite some time, Andrew. What's happening here in the courts with Donald Trump. And now we see that the left, they're trying to rush all of these trials to court in order to have a trial, well, cases to court to have a trial, because they're hoping that they can take Trump off the campaign trail. They're hoping that they can get him to spend up all of his money. They're hoping that these radical judges will put forth all of these different gag orders and requirements so that Trump can't speak. And if you believe this is okay in America, then you're in the wrong country. You don't know what America was like before the radical left took control, because everything that we're experiencing right now is what we would expect to see in Russia or China. Remember, Putin killed his opponent. China imprisoned, Xi imprisoned his opponent. In Iran, they killed the opponent to the Ayatollahs. And the list goes on and on and on. Fast forward to America, and we're seeing the exact same thing. And you have people on social media defending this and saying, Trump is wrong. Trump did something. He should go to jail. Trump, this is only a matter of time before Trump go to jail. You even had a representative to come out and say that because Trump likes so much attention, maybe we should name a prison after him. You have folks in the media coming out attacking Trump. But yet still you have a judge, Judge Juan Merchan, who wants to put a gag order on Trump that Trump can't talk about the election. Trump can't talk about his daughter, who is a Democrat operative who worked on Kamala Harris's campaign, who created campaigns or ads for Democrats, but Trump can't talk about that. And the media is okay with this. And I keep waiting and wondering, when will a real judge, a law-abiding court official, call this out and say, this has got to stop? I know they want the trials to play through the courts and say, you see, we didn't rule in his behavior in his favor because we don't want you to think we're in his camp. But the rule of law at some point, Andrew, has to prevail. And level-minded people who believe in the United States, who believe in what our forefathers set forth in the Constitution, people who are constitutionalists, people who just love America, have eventually got to come out and say, this makes no sense. I don't care how you think I'm ruling. We're going to stop this madness. And in doing so, call out the media, call out their fellow jurisprudents. Who are supposed to uphold jurisprudence, call them out, these judges and lawyers, and say, we can continue down this line, but if we do, this is what's going to happen. We're destroying America. I've got to believe, and I want to believe, that there are justices that are out there that care about America the way we care about America, who see that the rule of law is being bastardized, who see that the rule of law is being stomped on, who see that the rule of law is not being applied equally. I don't care how you feel about Trump. Trump is entitled to a fair and impartial day in court. And all these cases that have been brought before him or against him are just all trumped up charges or nothing. We know it. The judges know it. I would like to think the American people know it, but because the radical arm of the media has been so successful in controlling the narrative that a lot of voters are completely unaware of this. We saw this to happen in 2020 when social media and the media, I mean, just completely knocked out the Hunter Biden laptop story because he said it was Russia disinformation and you couldn't see it anywhere. Only to find out later on that it wasn't Russia disinformation, it was the truth. And you had 50 intel officers who signed a letter agreeing to it. And these same officers still have clearance, government clearance. How is that? Why have they not been called to task? Why isn't the right-wing media calling them out? We're calling them out. Our reach isn't as far as theirs, as we've said. But if we don't do it, who else will do it? Because the media is just sitting idly by, allowing all of this to take place. And I really don't understand it. Because this is supposed to be America. And as I said, it doesn't matter how much you hate Trump, the rule of law still should prevail. And we just found out recently that you have these swampy, retired military officers that are supporting Jack Smith and have come out to say that Trump would be a threat to the military. And it's the usual suspects. I'll name some of the names. We have on the list Admiral Steve Abbott, Thad Allen, former Secretary of the Army Louis Caldera, General George Casey, he's retired, General Peter Chargol, and of course, Carlton Hayden, Secretary of the Air Force Deborah Lee James, and the list goes, Mark Milley, and the list goes on and on and on. They filed a brief saying that Trump would be a threat to the military. Now, these are all woke generals who are probably okay with trans people being in the military, with men saying that their women been in the military, drag queens in the military, and it has nothing to do with defending the country. When will someone stand up and call this out and say this has to stop? As you mentioned, Trump is trying to delay this trial that's coming on Monday, an accounting error that Alvin Bragg had said that he was not going to bring forth because Cy Vance, his predecessor, said there's nothing here. Legal experts have said the same thing. Even legal experts that are on the left have said the same thing, that there is no there. This is nothing. Why should we waste taxpayer money the same way we're wasting taxpayer money on illegals, giving them housing? Why should we waste additional taxpayer money to bring this trial to court? We already know that they're going to find him guilty. So I don't know why the judge is trying to apply all these gag orders, because everyone that they get on the trial, the jurors, are all Democrats. They're going to find him guilty as soon as they walk in. They've already said guilty. They'll just sit there and look at their dip, picking their nose, look at their fingernails. But it's a foregone conclusion that they'll find him guilty. It's baked in the cake.
Yeah, and like I said, President Trump's even made some statements recently. What did you make of his truth the other day about how he's willing to break his gag order? And he basically was breaking his gag order, speaking out. He feels his First Amendment right goes above these court cases. However, he is playing with fire.
He's playing with fire, but Andrew, someone has to stand up. Someone has to stand up and say, I don't care. It's about the rule of law. You can't take away my free speech. You're going to put a gag order on me because I'm saying that this judge's daughter is deliberately out there trying to help the Democrats against me. So him calling out this fact, why would the judge want to silence him? You have the judge Shiva Shinlin, who is a lefty, a liberal. She's calling out the judge, and she's saying that the judge should recuse himself. He should step down. Why won't he step down? I mean, the only thing they'll do is put another liberal judge in his place. So why won't he just step down and say, no, I'm not going to do this? Because it gives an appearance that we're biased, that we're going against Trump. Why can't he step down? His pride won't let him step down. The media won't let him step down. They're going to keep him there. Then you have this judge, Reggie Walton, who appeared on CNN talking about the case, and he shouldn't do that. And of course, he's from DC. He's saying that Trump is threatening the judges and this is wrong and he should be thrown in jail. Now, let's look at what Chuck Schumer said when he was threatening the Supreme Court justices, Brett Kavanaugh. Look at what happened when these people were outside the Supreme Court justices' homes trying to sway their opinion on abortion. This judge said nothing about that. I will say this again, and I will keep saying it. Our justice system, our capital, the seat of our government needs to leave DC because our country will collapse with everything being in DC. DC has become a cesspool of criminal activity. It has to leave DC because these judges cannot think outside of DC. It's a shame how they have corrupted our legal system. It is a shame that the biased, corrupt media will not call it out. And I want to say on both sides, Fox News, you're supposed to be, I guess you said fair and balanced, but you won't even call this out. You'll talk about it and then you'll go on, you'll move on. But the Democrats, they will keep going on and on and on, saying that Trump is a bad person, Trump is a criminal, Trump is this, Trump is that, when you can very easily say, but Joe Biden, there's smoke there. He did have dealings with his son's business partners. Joe Biden is struggling cognitively. These are facts that we see, but they won't talk about it. They will only mention it if the left mentions it. They'll mention it briefly, then they'll move on. But they can talk about Trump day in and day out. Trump did this, Trump did that. I don't blame Trump for not wanting to go on Fox News. I got to come up with a name for Fox News because they're just as biased. They're just as the news organization. I used to think that the news organization was fair and balanced, but they're not because they follow the lead of the left, the blind following the blind. When will someone stand up and say, but the barbarians are at the gate and they are about to destroy the country? We need a Supreme Court justice to stand up. Well, no, we can't do it because we don't want people to think that we're in bed with Trump. Even Eileen Cannon, I think she's very fair and impartial, the judge in Florida. Trump has asked that the case be dismissed, and she said, no, we're going to keep it on. We're going to keep moving forward. Now, granted, she probably sees through all this and she wants it to play out so that she won't be seen as being impartial. She's made some rulings for Trump, some rulings against him. One of the rulings she made is that she wants to make certain that the jurors, she asked both sides, present to me the reason why the jurors cannot request to see the classified documents. Jack Smith does not want the jurors to see the classified documents. He just wants to say that they're classified. But she's saying, well, if they're so classified, let the jurors decide if it was classified or not. She also said that she wants the jury to weigh in as to whether or not Trump does have executive privilege, a presidential privilege, to have access to those documents. Jack Smith doesn't want that. Now, if I were her, I would just toss the case and say, there's no there there. This is a waste of taxpayer money. Maybe she's afraid that they will come down on her and say, oh, she's favoring Trump. Who cares if they say that? No one seems to care that what Merrick Garland is doing and trying to prosecute and persecute Trump. No one seems to care that Merrick Garland will not release, will not allow the special counsel to release the interview, the tapes of Joe Biden that he gave to Robert Hur. Now, we've already seen the transcript. The transcript is damaging in itself, but they don't want the tapes released. Why is that? We as taxpayers should hear those tapes, but they won't release the tapes. Why isn't Fox News talking about them not wanting to release the tapes when they had a field day talking about Donald Trump? Why won't they talk about it? Get the public stirred up. Get the public start to ask the question, why won't they release the tape? What's so damaging in the tape? You want to release everything else. You threw Peter Navarro in jail because he didn't want to go before Congress and testify. And now you got the left. They don't want to reduce this and release the tapes. And you had a judge to say, a liberal judge to say, this doesn't make any sense. You want one side to do it, but when it's your turn to do it, you don't want to do it. And we're sitting there watching this being played out, but no one will call it out. We're doing, they're sitting there thinking, oh, this is normal. It's okay.
Yeah, no one will call it out. Not only that, like you said, you turn on some of these channels like Fox News and you got supposed Republicans like Karl Rove still going off about January 6th. When all this is happening, President Trump, he's still using the January 6th narrative, basically acting like he doesn't know if he can vote for President Trump because President Trump said he's going to pardon a lot of the January 6th protesters. You've got things like that. And then you've got Chuck Schumer coming out and saying that the Republicans are trying to politicize impeachment, and impeachment should never be used because of political disagreements. Political disagreement, I guess, is that our borders wide open and millions of people have flooded in under this Biden administration who just doesn't care. And then you've got MAGA Mike Johnson, who's delayed the Senate impeachment trial against Merrick Garland. And we already know how this is going to go. We're going to get someone like Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski. They're not going to vote to impeach Merrick Garland. Weak, weak, weak. And this is what President Trump had to work with this first 4 years. And unfortunately, he's going to be stuck with a lot of these rhinos the next 4 years. These elections, not only the presidential election, but the Senate and the House, it's going to be huge that we continue to get MAGA people in to help support President Trump. And people like Gallagher and Ken Buck, who are just giving the Republicans the smallest of margins in the House. We all knew they weren't team players. They're intentionally trying to sabotage the Republican Party. And it's just sad to see what these rhinos are coming to. Seems like they're almost as desperate as the Democrats that President Trump does not get back into office. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. you would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
So, Andrew, I just want to pick back up where we left off about this. Them trying to rush these cases to court, to trial, for no other reason than just to try Trump up and take him off the campaign trail. And I heard someone on one of the TV networks to say that maybe this is the time that Trump should go ahead and pick his, select his VP, because we already know who the candidate's going to be, Trump and Biden. And it's going to be one of the longest, you know, campaigns ever, elections ever, before we get to the election. So maybe he should go ahead and pick his VP so that that person can get on the campaign trail and keep the message going. Now, we know that Trump is a one-man show, and he'll be able to do it, albeit he'll be in court this coming Monday if the case isn't, you know, put on hold. And I don't know why they're trying to rush this to trial now when they had 2 years to bring this to trial. Why now? Why are they doing it right before the election? And everyone said that they would probably possibly do this. Now that you said they would possibly do it, and you're now that they're doing it, why aren't you calling them out? Why aren't you calling Alvin Bragg out? Why aren't you making Alvin Bragg look like the idiot that he is? Why didn't you make Judge Aragon look like the idiot that he is? Now, it's interesting how the media will attack anyone who attacks, who not attack, but come after Alvin Bragg and call him out, call out Judge Merchan, or call out Judge Aragon. The media will attack you if you call them out. But let's just think back during the, what was it, the case with George Floyd. George Floyd, and then the other case with the police officer who killed the young man by accident. When they thought that those judges were going to rule on behalf of the defendant, the media came out and attacked the judges. They said, oh, these aren't smart judges. What are they thinking? We just can't believe the way these judges are ruling. We can't believe the instructions that they're giving. Attack them. Fast forward to now. If you come after these judges, oh, they will attack you, because these judges are doing their bidding.
We actually saw that recently with Fannie Willis when she first sat down for questioning. People thought that the judge was being harsh to her because she was a black woman. Remember that? So
absolutely.
They just continue to use that tactic. You're absolutely right.
Well, remember Kyle Rittenhouse, how they attacked that judge, because they felt that he should have been more harsher with the instructions so they could have found Kyle Rittenhouse guilty. Remember that kid in Minnesota? I can't think of his name off the top of my head, when they put the police officer in jail because they said, oh, she killed the black man, when she pulled her gun as opposed to her taser. It was an accident. Her name was Kim. I almost said her last name. It was an accident. But they went after the judge saying, oh, this judge, she's not doing the right thing. But then once they found her guilty, oh, they praised the judge. And then there was another judge during the Derek Chauvin case, when the judge said, well, the media and the people on the Hill, they need to shut up because they don't know what's going on inside of my courthouse. Oh, they ripped the judge. He needs to be quiet. So it's okay for them to criticize, but it's not okay for the other side. And see, that's where we need someone to stand up and call them all out. We need someone to give a ruling. We need someone to say, this makes absolutely no sense. And here's the deal, Andrew. Because if that someone is a judge who leans right, he has to just, no holds barred, call them out, call out all of his colleagues and say, this judge knows what he's doing is wrong, and this is the reason why. And the reason why I say that, because they're going to rip that judge to pieces. And they're going to say, oh, well, he's just favoring for the right anyway. Whereas a judge like Shiva Shindlin, who recently came out and called out Judge Merchan, who said that He should recuse himself because of his daughter, because his daughter is going to more than likely benefit from this trial. She will use this trial, and she will probably use it in some of her advertisements. So she should step down. He should step down. And this is a liberal judge who does not like Trump. And she appeared on CNN saying this. But see, they will try to gloss it over. I was surprised that I was able to catch it. But they will gloss that over because they don't want you to hear it. And if it does gain some type of, what am I looking for? Some type of a groundswell that people start listening, oh, they'll go after her and they'll throw her up under the bus also. But we need someone to stand up and call this out. This is to protect the country. This is to save the country because the Democrats want to destroy the country. And I can't say that enough. They don't care about the country. They want to destroy the country. And they're doing it by going after Trump. And you have all these people who are saying, oh, no, Trump, he's wrong. He deserves this. And if you want to say stop and think about what you're saying. If Trump wasn't running for the president, you all would be singing his praises. If you look at rap music, prior to Trump running for the president, all the rappers wanted to be like Trump. He was in all their videos. So how in the heck is this man a racist? When I hear people say he's a racist, I'm like, will you please stop? You're parroting the liberal media's talking points. That's all you're doing, parroting their talking points. If you had something concrete, I would say, okay, I understand. But what would they say? Oh, well, his dad did this. Okay, that was his dad. What else makes him a racist? Oh, well, he said that there were some good people and bad people. Yeah, but did you understand the full statement? No, you did not. Trump just came out the other day in an article, or he gave an interview, and he said, this is the reason why black people are coming to me, because I've done more for them than anyone, and he has. And people will say, oh, that's racist. No, it's not. He's speaking the truth. Barack Obama did nothing for black people, but made it harder for them. Trump gave the Second Act Chance Act. Trump got black people out of jail. The media don't want to talk about it. If you want to ask people what president got black people out of jail, they'll say, oh, Obama. No, Obama didn't. Clinton, no, he didn't. Clinton put you in jail. Clinton made certain that there were more prisons to be built to put you in jail. But see, these are facts that people don't know about. Because we don't have anyone to stand up, be a man, a few good men or a few good women, and call out this radical arm of the Democrat Party. Just call out Democrats out altogether. And I heard, saw a poll the other day, they were saying, oh, Joe, the numbers are changing. Joe is leading again. Those are all lies. They want you to believe that because they don't want you to believe or know the truth that Joe is losing this. He's losing this race. He is losing the race. Now, I know that a vote hasn't been cast yet, but people are fed up. And if the media were to report on the truth and say, we are in trouble, people would run from Joe. Now, that's not to say they'll make find an easy path to go to Trump, but this is for Trump to lose. Now, granted, if the left doesn't cheat, and we know that they're going to, like I said, with all of these court cases and trials, I mean, Alvin Bragg, Stormy Daniels, and their star witness is Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is a star witness. And that's what they're going to hang their hat on. And this judge, this wacky judge, he should lose his judgeship. And if New York was in such a dumping ground, and if the Republican Party were to put a little money and to change the electorates and going after voters, we could get judges like this out. I mean, the justice system in New York is corrupt. And if black people were to wake up and say, wait a minute, if New York is so liberal, why is it that so many black men went to jail for little of nothing, for simple crimes? I'm not talking about these black men that are out killing people, pushing people in front of trains, beating up people. They should go to jail. But you see, these judges are letting them out. But you think about before that, the black men who went to jail for misdemeanors. And then you want to tell us that you have our best interest? this is the country is so messed up. And this is all thanks to Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Barack Obama was one of the worst presidents ever. He cared nothing for this country, but yet and still he got elected twice. He cared nothing for this country. He's doing nothing for this country, but trying to make certain that the country is destroyed. And he doesn't care because he has all of his millions. So while the rest of us are busy trying to get two and three jobs to survive, he has millions. So he doesn't care. He doesn't care about illegals coming here because he has millions of dollars. He can sit back and watch the rat race. He can sit back and watch the country self-implode. And if it gets too bad, he'll just move overseas, where a lot of you should go since you don't want to vote the right way. But this is what we're up against. The barbarians are at the gate, and they want to destroy this country. They want to try to rimrod Trump into some like ridiculous trial to find him guilty. And I would think that people would say, wait a minute. Okay, we know they're going to find him guilty. But is he really guilty? No, he's not guilty. They did their best to create a case so that Trump could not win. And you know who else experienced the same thing? Black people. Black men. Black men experienced the same thing. The exact same thing. They couldn't get good representation. They didn't get a fair trial. You had judges that stacked the courts against them. Same thing is happening to Trump. The same thing happened to Martin Luther King. And as you mentioned, Andrew, about Fannie Willis. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And she's still saying, oh, I'm going to try this case. Oh, we're just going to move that much further. That she wants all the world to think that, oh, they're all against me because I'm a black woman. No, they're against you because you're incompetent. You're an incompetent woman. Not that you're a black woman, but an incompetent woman. Just like Alvin Bragg is an incompetent DA. Letitia James, an incompetent attorney general. All these incompetent people. And you see, as of lately, they keep saying, oh, she scored big on this. She got all this money back from this company. She got money back for that. It's meaningless. Meaningless. Because New York City is being destroyed. Crime is at an all-time high. When I hear people saying, oh, well, it's not that bad because back in the 70s, and well, really? Well, if it's not that bad, I would hate to see what bad is like. When you have the mayor saying that everything is good, and then the next thing you know, someone's been beaten up on the street, an 80-year-old woman. The mayor says everything is good, then someone is being knifed on the subway. The mayor says, come back to work. People on their way to work are being accosted by criminals. You're getting on the subway. You're on the subway. You're like a sitting duck because you got crazy people there. And remember that one guy, the black guy, who shot the man on the subway? Alvin Bragg wasn't going to press charges against him. So he's out doing his own thing. Meanwhile, Daniel Penny is ready to have his day in court. And people don't think there's something wrong with that? You're just going to let that go by and like, oh, there's nothing. It's okay. Really? You want to put all your efforts fighting against people who are trying to protect the country, whereas people who don't care about the country, who are destroying the country, destroying the neighborhoods, you're going to let them go free? The police officers who were recently killed at the hands of illegals and people who were let free when they should have been in jail? Look at Lake and Riley and so many others. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But we're just supposed to just look at this and go, oh, okay, America's great. America's good. They're doing the best they can do. Joe Biden is the best president. He's smart. Every time I hear Andrew with someone saying that Joe is just the smartest man and he's so good, I'm thinking, what country or what world are you in? Why are you deceiving yourself? Because everyone can see that Joe Biden is not the Joe Biden that he used to be when he came into office in 2020. Everyone can see that. So why are you guys trying to tell us that what we see isn't the truth? Our eyes are deceiving us. No, our eyes aren't. What we're seeing is the truth. We got barbarians at the gate destroying the country. And that's the reason why they want to ramrod Trump and get him through all these court cases and bring the trials forth What is it going to hurt to wait until after the election? What is it going to hurt? Why have this trial now? And this judge, oh no, we're going to have it. I find it interesting now and funny, actually, Andrew, with the whole court case with Letitia James trying to take Trump's property, and he finally came up with a bond, and now they want to investigate that person. Why don't we have some deep pocket Republicans to go after her and expose her for who she is? Why don't we have a judge who would say, this whole thing that you guys did with Trump and E. Jean Carroll to change the law to go after one person, that's unconstitutional. It's un-American. And all those who played into it, you're not Americans. You don't care about the country. That should be called out. And then call out the media and say, and the media, and as a matter of fact, you are a threat to democracy. But see, the media knows that if one person do it, they can destroy that one person. But if you had more judges standing up for the truth, standing up for what's right, and saying, I'm not going to play this game anymore. We're going to call this out because it's wrong. You're destroying the very fabric of our society. You're destroying what the Constitution stood for. So we're going to call this out. We don't like Trump, but we don't like what you guys are doing to the country. Call it out. But you know what, Andrew? They won't, because they're afraid. They're okay with barbarians being at the gate to destroy the country, Andrew.
Yeah, very well said, Rob. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud News. If you guys want some great products, head on over to America Out Loud Shop. You can find a lot of our great affiliate links as well as books from hosts of America Out Loud podcasts, all kinds of great stuff over at America Out Loud.shop. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of five-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
We are back here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, and just continuing our discussion tonight, covering some more news. Amy Harris has been sentenced to a month in prison over the theft of the Ashley Biden diary. She sold the diary to Project Veritas, a right-wing group, and what prosecutors said was a brazen plot to damage Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Once again, verifying what we already knew, that this diary was completely legitimate all along, despite Democrats trying to say that it was misinformation. Apparently, she wrote this stuff when she was in a rehab facility, and someone that she was maybe rooming with at the rehab facility, this Amy Harris, stole it and held on to it and then sold it for $40,000. So this diary was real, which then leads you to the question, why isn't the media, or why aren't Democrats talking about what was in the diary? I mean, this poor young woman, Joe Biden's daughter, obviously had a rough childhood. Perhaps this is why Hunter is so screwed up as well. In the diary, she said she was hypersexualized at a young age. What is this to due to? Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma. I remember not liking the Wilzak's house. I remember something being sexualized with Carolyn. I remember being... I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Sorry, this is all in her handwriting. Showers with my dad. Probably not appropriate, she put in parentheses. So this young woman obviously had a lot of issues growing up. She did put in parentheses, probably not appropriate, the showers with her dad, right after she talked about having a bunch of sex at a young age. And saying that she thinks she was molested. Rob, how could Joe Biden let this happen under his watch? This is his daughter. It's horrible, but apparently he was attributing it to it because he was taking showers with her, which is completely inappropriate. If she was making the connection, here's a grown adult that it creeped her out still to this day.
Well, here's the thing. Why isn't the media covering this and trying to get to the bottom of it? Media on both the left and the right. Now, they can't say that, oh, we were trying to protect her innocence. No, it was in a diary. Someone found it. Someone sold it. And for $40,000, my gosh, she should have held off for a little bit more. Are you serious? Come on. And then this woman gets how many, like 6 months in jail? Because they feel that she was trying to, change the election or interfere with the election? But look at what the left is doing to Trump. Right. Look at their interference with Trump. And that's okay, but we have to protect Joe Biden at all costs. Joe Biden, whom I think Heather and I had said the other night, has been identified as being one of the dumbest men out there, well, next to Don Lemon, because we know that Trump said that Don Lemon was the dumbest. And speaking of Don Lemon, he apparently got hitched this past weekend. And you had the usual suspects attending the wedding. And it was rather interesting because the people who attended the wedding, Andrew, were people that he recently went on their show to talk about what he did to Elon Musk. So they probably didn't like him. But he said, let me go on the show. They went on the show, and then they extended an invitation. Well, he extended an invitation to his wedding. What a joke. And you know what? He married the enemy, a white man. The man that they claim is supposed to be the boogeyman. He's knocking the boots with him. What a joke. But he got $25 million out of CNN, fake news CNN. I would have thought they would have said, we're not going to give you anything. And I think Andrew Cuomo, he's still fighting for his service package. But Don Lemon got $25 million. Must be nice being Don Lemon. Don Lemon, as Tucker Carlson would say, Don Lemon, who is the dumbest man on TV. I wouldn't say he's the dumbest man in the world, because that would go to Joe Biden. And we know that he's dumb. But back to the hunt, back to Joe Biden's daughter, that revelation, again, you would think that they would dig a little deeper to find out more about this, to find out if Joe is a pedophile. Why was she so sexually active? I mean, and she was in therapy. And see, that's what the media will say. Well, we don't want to cover because she was in therapy. But yeah, if this was a Trump child, you would cover it ad nauseum. You wouldn't care about it because we've got to report the truth. Because you want to destroy Trump. Because you're afraid that Trump is going to keep you from destroying the country. You're afraid that Trump is going to expose you. You know, and Andrew, I have to admit, I wonder sometimes, if Trump gets into office again, will he have the support of Republicans with his agenda? Because there's a lot that has to be done. I mean, a lot. And I just wonder, will he be able to get it done? Don't know.
I mean, it's definitely going to be tough, just like I was saying with Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and others still around for a while. They're definitely blocks. That's why we need big majorities in the Senate and the House, or else he's going to have a hard time getting anything done, unless he goes the executive order route, which I hope he does. Look what Joe Biden did. Look what Barack Obama did. Trump just needs to go wild with executive orders if he can't get anything done in the House and the Senate, because like you said, we need big changes all across the board.
Yeah, and then you had mentioned to me something about Lindsey Graham. After Trump came out of his position about abortion, what was that story about?
Yeah, President Trump basically ripped Lindsey Graham recently because Lindsey Graham's radical abortion bill, President Trump said, looking for his quote, nonetheless, President Trump basically, his story was that Lindsey Graham comes out with these radical abortion bans, costs Republicans millions of votes. He said people like Lindsey Graham act like they don't even support abortion in cases of rape and incest and other extreme situations like that. And that's just not a popular position to have. And President Trump posted a long message about how he's going to allow abortion to be a state's thing. He thinks Governor DeSantis, his ban was a little extreme. I believe it was a 6-week ban or a 12-week ban, whatever it was. However, President Trump says that this should stay with the states, and people like Mike Pence are infuriated with President Trump saying this. He said, in fact, that it was a slap in the face, is what Mike Pence said about President Trump saying that this is going to the states. But I think this is brilliant because this is taking away the Democrats' number one issue. If President Trump is criticized about abortion, he's just got to say, look, I'm going to allow this to be taken care of by the states. And I think that's the way it should be. If people in their state want to allow killing babies, if that's what the voters decide, that's what the voters decide. I don't like it, but that's just the way it is. I think this is a state's right issue. What do you think, Rob?
It is a state right issue. But you got to remember also, Andrew, but Lindsey Graham, he pulled this same stunt during the 2022 election. Everyone had stopped talking about abortion, and then he came out and brought it up again. And everyone started saying, what is he doing? He doesn't have to say anything about it. So it was almost deliberately he brought this up as if to throw a wrench in the election. And of course, Republicans didn't win. I think that there were some malfeasances with the counting of the votes then. But Lindsey Graham, again, he doesn't have to say anything. Shut your mouth up. Don't come out with anything. Stop. What is he trying to do? Is he trying to purposefully destroy Republicans' chances of winning? Why does he have to make this front and center? Trump has already given his position. Trump is the leader of the party. He's the head of the party. Why would you come out and say something else? And that's the reason why people booed him when he went to South Carolina and Trump was doing a rally. And Trump said, no, you know, we like him sometimes, although sometimes he can do some things. I mean, and you look at Republicans as a whole, they keep stepping into it as opposed to coalescing, getting together. Trump is going to be on the ticket. Okay, as you mentioned during the first block, Karl Rove. Oh, we don't know if I can vote for Trump because he's saying he's going to release some of those Jan 6 people. And I remember when I was a young boy and I was a page and I was on the Hill. Yeah, and what just happened earlier yesterday? You had these anti-Israel protesters storming the Senate. Now, do you want them to go to jail? Are you going to come on and talk about them going to jail? See, this is what I don't like about certain Republicans. They will attack Trump nonstop, associate things with Trump that have nothing to do with Trump. But here you have these protesters, and they're not going to say anything. Remember when Antifa went to the White House? Remember when Brett Kavanaugh, before the vote to make him a Supreme Court justice, you had women clawing at the doors, the doors of the Supreme Court, trying to stop the proceeding. No one wants to say anything about it. They'll say, oh, that's democracy. Really? That's democracy. I mean, Republicans have got to get their acts together. They've got to play just like the Democrats play. And speaking about how the Democrats play, Andrew, did you hear the other day that the city of, I think in your state, Illinois, is going to use Lori Lightfoot to investigate? I thought this was a joke. They have tapped her, let me see if I can find the story, to investigate Tiffany Hinyard, who is a fellow black woman. The Illinois village of Dalton has voted in favor of a resolution to hire ex-Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate its own leader, Tiffany Hinyard, who is accused of misusing taxpayer funds and various other corrupt practices. Lori Lightfoot, the failed mayor of Chicago. They've tapped her, paying her $400 an hour. Now, I don't know what the city's budget is like, but are you for real? Are you serious? Now, it'll either come out one of two ways. Lori will say that she's guilty, or Lori will say she's not guilty. Yes, she might have used some of the funds, but it's no big deal. Are you serious? Talk about DEI. Talk about the stupidity of this. Talk about crazy land. That's crazy. Now, who there decided that we're going to get Lori Lightfoot to investigate? I mean, is this city predominantly black? Is it predominantly black women? If anybody, I would have said, no, the hell, we're not picking her. That's a waste of money. $400? What is she going to do? I can get little Jimmy across the street to do it for $20. We know what the mayor did. She misappropriated funds. Let's recall the election. But $400? How many people in that little village makes $400 a week? I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. But this is what diversity and equity is. And you know what else? It makes black people look like stupid idiots. They know this is crazy. I mean, I need to know the makeup of the city. I would bet you anything is predominantly black. I would bet you anything predominantly black. They probably all voted for Joe Biden the same way they voted for the mayor, who thought, oh, I can do whatever I want to do. I mean, she even said once, I can't believe you black people are coming after me. So are you saying that black people can't obey the law? Black people are okay with anything? Anything goes? Well, I would think so, because you look at what's happening now with DEI. So did someone call it, oh gosh, it was a perfect, they said something about receiving something without Oh, I can't. I'll have to think of it. But the DEI, they had used it for something else, as opposed to diversity and equity. There's another guy who said something else about it. I thought it was rather hilarious. But Tiffany Haynard, as in Hinyard, accused of misusing taxpayer funds and various other corrupt practices. So Lori Lightfoot, who lost her election bid to another radical, Brian Jackson, who has done nothing bad, and he has not improved Chicago. He's made it even worse with the illegals. Now, this is a mark against Black people, a mark. You have the opportunity to correct yourself. You have the opportunity to make good, but you're going to get rid of one imbecile and put in another imbecile. Like, really? Is this what you want? Are you saying you got no one better? I guess not, Andrew. Because if you're using Lori Lightfoot to run an investigation, I mean, what is she going to come to the bottom of? $400? Does she really need $400 for that investigation? Like I said, you can get someone from across the street who could probably do a much better job. Now, moving on, I want to talk about Eric Adams, the failed mayor of New York City. He's gone out and he's hired this high-priced attorney to represent him, and an alleged, I think there have been sexual harassment charges filed against him. He's also under investigation for receiving a plane ticket at a lower cost. Now, remember, just last year, one of his aides, the FBI raided her home in Brooklyn for malfeasance of funds, and he got stopped on his way to D.C. by the police officers. See, the deal is that Eric Adams is corrupt. They all know he's corrupt. And these little brushes with the law, they're just letting him know, look, we can bring down the full arm of the law on you at any moment in time. So you better play fair. You better make certain that you do exactly what we say. When we say jump, you better ask us how high. This is just how the party works. As we said once before, the Democrats will eat their own. And clearly, this is what they're doing here with Eric Adams. Everyone knows he's a failure. Everyone knows that he will not be an accomplished mayor. He will not change the lives of New Yorkers, that they can come back and say, wow, he did a great job. It ain't going to happen. The same way it didn't happen under David Dinkins. It did happen, however, under Rudy Giuliani. And that's the reason why they're going after him. It did not happen under de Blasio. And it's sad, because Democrats have done nothing but inflict more pain on the residents during their term in office, Andrew.
Yeah, you got that right, Rob. We are all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, wherever you stream. iHeartRadio, we're available on 24/7, the America Out Loud channel. Great radio shows all the time. You can also go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.